They're identifying the time period when the 1260-year time prophecy was fulfilled in 1798, when the 1335-year time prophecy was fulfilled in 1843, when the 2300-day time prophecy was fulfilled in 1844, when the 1290-year time prophecy of Daniel was fulfilled in 1798. These time prophecies, when they came to pass, is the end of the days. The days being a day for a year, the time prophecy. These are also the time of the end of the time prophecy. And this is when Daniel would stand in his lot. Sermons and Talks, Volume 1, page 225 and 226 says this. Daniel has been standing in his lot since the seal was removed and the light of truth has been shining upon his visions. He stands in his lot, bearing the testimony which was to be understood at the end of the day. So here it's very clear, Sister White saying, that Daniel stands in his lot at the end of the days. This is totally in reference with Daniel chapter 12, and it's when the seal was removed. And the seal, Sister White addresses several places, and Testimonies to Ministers is one of them, page 115. She says, it was the Lion of the tribe of Judah who unsealed the book and gave to John the revelation of what should be in the last days. Daniel stood in his lot to bear his testimony, which was sealed until the time of the end, when the first angel's message should be proclaimed to our world. These matters are of infinite importance in these last days. But while many shall be purified and made white and tried, the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand how true this is. Sin is the transgression of the law of God, and those who will not accept the light in regard to the law of God will not understand the proclamation of the first, second, and third angel's message. The book of Daniel is unsealed in the revelation to John and carries us forward to the last scenes of this earth's history. Now, it's clear here that the unsealing that the Lion of the tribe of Judah does in the book of Revelation is in the time period of the first angel's message. If you want to mark that 1833, the falling of the stars, the raising up of William Miller, wherever you want to put the first angel's message, some quotes infer 1840, some quotes infer 1843. It's in that time period when these time prophecies in the book of Daniel were being fulfilled that the book of Daniel was unsealed by Christ, and it was unsealed, of course, in chapter 10 is when you see Adventism intersect with Revelation.